For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Halloween. How about some front row tickets for Alice in Winterland? That's not scary. That isn't too bad.
Grr.
Owl?
No, I mean, I'm trying to mix it up.
Oh, I see.
Grr.
That's a very nice guttural sound.
You hear there, yes. A lot of gay guys getting turned on right now, Vinny.
Oh,
yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, you're a bear.
Oh, yeah, right. He's literally in a bear suit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's Papa Bear.
Yeah.
Come on, baby bear.
The Fluffies would be excited for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You're turning on so many groups right now. Oh. You get some good pictures of him?
I need to get more. I need to get some of his
I don't think we do. Well,
no, I feel like we need to do a full
layout. We'll do a full group, and then that will go on the Instagram on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be good.
That sounds fair.
All right.
I'm stuck in this. I don't have other clothes.
So you have no panties on underneath the outfit.
Even if I have panties on, I can't stand here in panties, can I?
Mm.
No, I'm stuck in this.
I mean, you could stand there in panties. I'm not saying that, you know, you should or anything. You do you, but if you were that hot.
It's hot in here, for sure. But anyway.
Front row tickets for Alice in Winterland. Let's do this thing. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. Tickets are on sale. You can get them at RadioAlice.com. Or you can win a pair right now, and they'll be in the front row. This hour's code word is ticket. T-I-C-K-E-T. Take the word ticket and text it to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be in the running to win front row tickets for the show. This hour's code word is ticket. Now, one of the other super cool promotions that we're doing right now, because it is cool to win $5,000.
There it is.
Like, how often does that happen? Like, that's a dream scratch ticket. That is $5,000. Damn, that's a lot of money.
It's hard to win $5,000.
Yep.
Unless you listen to this station.
That's right.
Then it's just easy money.
Then it's easy peasy.
And it's like catching jumping salmon in a river.
I still feel like that's hard. Oh, because you're a bear. I get it. It's easy for you, Papa Bear. So, and we've been doing this 5K, fall into 5K a day promotion for a while, where you bank an hour listening to us on the Odyssey app, and that gets you an automatic entry and into this daily $5,000.
That's my point. You don't have to do anything. You just sit there and let the salmon jump in your mouth.
You just sit there and listen to the station you were already going to listen to, but you do it on the Odyssey app.
It's a Dur George.
It is a Dur George. So yesterday during our show, they drew a winner, and her name is Stacy. Stacy, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Stacy.
Stacy, you're the 5,000-aire.
I know. I'm so excited.
So how did this all go down? Now, did you get the Odyssey app to enter this contest, or were you already listening on the Odyssey app?
I'm a huge fan. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. I'm pre-Isla, but post-Maddie listener. And, I love listening to you guys every day. I have the Odyssey app. I listen to you while I'm getting everybody ready for work and school. And, I didn't do it for the $5,000. I just did it so I could listen to you guys.
So this is really just a side bonus, a surprise bonus for listening to Sarah and Vinny.
Yes, I mean, the biggest prize is I get to talk to you guys. This is so cool.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll take the $5,000 and we'll talk for a while. I mean, we could just have like a really nice long combo. It'd be great.
I know. We can split it. No, I'm just kidding.
Are you dressed for Halloween or?
Yes. Oh, I'm totally dressed for Halloween. I'm wearing my glow-in-the-dark skeleton pajamas because the kids have Halloween parades and parties. Yesterday I was the Queen of Hearts, so I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday.
All right.
You're like the perfect winner. You know, our boss is like, he's so hot for Halloween. Like, yeah. He's got Halloween trees, got all this. I mean, that guy goes crazy. And I get it, when you have kids, you're really into it. But I suspect that It's been that way for him all along. So he'll be happy that somebody like-minded won the $5,000. $5,000. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Oh, boy.
So we're talking with Stacy from San Jose, clearly a big fan of the show and a listener on the Odyssey app. Does the app tell you when you've banked your hour of listening for a day? Like, is there any, or is it just?
I don't believe it does.
Oh, so you're just. It was out of the blue.
You get an email. So I'll get, they do send you emails saying, you know, you listened for an hour, you're entered to win.
Oh, you do?
Contest. Yeah, you get an email on the email that you register for the app.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, that's amazing. So I'm actually really glad to hear that because I didn't think, I thought maybe it would show up on the actual app as you were listening, but that's actually great news. And then what, they just called you out of the blue and...
I got an email and, you know, in the email it said, this is not a scam. But of course, I thought it was a scam. So they had to send me a second email. And then I did a little research because, you know,
absolutely,
it was legit. And, you know, here I am, $5,000. So,
oh, my God, so exciting.
So way to go, Stace.
The big question is, what, like, have you made plans? Is this money already spent? What's the deal with the money?
So I have two little kids, and they've been asking to go on an airplane. So my husband and I decided we're going to use the money to take them on a trip on an airplane somewhere. We haven't decided where yet, but we're going to just blow it on a fun airplane trip for the kids.
Oh, that's so fun.
That is awesome. But that is...
It's like a Christmas combo gift.
Not even close to the most important question, Stacey.
Oh, all right.
The most important question is, who is your favorite on the show, Sarah or Vinny?
Or Maddie.
Or
oh my
Maddie.
Gosh. Well, you guys can't make me choose. This
no, we have
too
to.
Hard.
It's from corporate. This comes down from corporate. I'm actually reading it off the corporate email.
Oh, are you?
Uh-huh.
I missed that one.
This is
don't
not a scam.
Don't make me choose. I love you both for different reasons.
I'm not making you choose.
I want to know Maddie because I never met Maddie before. This is our first time together with you on the show. So I'm getting to know Maddie, but I love you so far. So
thanks, Stacey. You're great, too.
Let's just go with Maddie's your favorite.
And he is, in fact, dressed as me today. So
Fabrice.
So that's it.
Oh, then
Vinny wins.
It must be Vinny.
Stacy, first of all, thank you so much for being such a loyal listener. That's just wonderful. I'm really excited for how you're going to spend the money, and congratulations. $5,000. I love it.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. I'm so excited, and I love listening to you guys. You're the best.
Oh, thank you.
Stace, thank you.
I'm going to put her on hold. All right, okay, Maddie?
Okay.
So there we go. Thank you so much, Stacy. Boom. The phones worked. That was amazing.
Vinny's her favorite.
Yeah.
Things are going well today.
The winning never stops. Great. You have another opportunity later because I'm gonna pit the two Febrezes against each other.
Oh boy!
A little Halloween quiz
at the
end of the day.
Fine.
A little daily game. okay, so I did the tickets. Okay, here we go. First of all, I was expecting more Halloween programming for TV tonight, but it looks like we're headed right to Christmas.
Oh, sick!
It's not that sick.
No, I mean, I'm really into it, in the best way.
All these trailers are up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's a series premiere of something. I mentioned this to you a month ago or something. It's on Hallmark. It's called Finding Mr. Christmas, and it's a reality show. 10 unknown actors compete for a chance to become the star of a Hallmark movie. It's a reality show on Hallmark TV.
All right.
Sandy, let us know how that is. Or maybe she only does Lifetime movies. I'm not sure.
I don't know what she does, but she does not like to watch TV shows that make her anxious.
Yeah.
So she likes stuff that just...
I bet these guys get pretty competitive. I'm going to say she's probably not. This is not going to be for you, Sandy. Maybe though, the whole trick is to not be competitive, to be like sweet like Santa, you know, just giving and loving. This might be the most sickly sweet show you've ever seen. I don't know. Anyway, the trailer's up.
All right.
I didn't like look at any of these guys. But you know how it is when you see someone for the first time. You're like, I don't think so. And then they grow on you. Later, you're like, oh, maybe I do think so.
Well, you're known for... Well, I take that back. I was going to say you're known for going after rock stars, but you've gone after a few actors as well. Hugh Grant, I almost puked on you. You were so
Oh my God, I was so
frothy and into him.
He held me. He was like, "Yeah, I'll hold you and whisper sweet nothings into your." I think that was for 4 weddings and a funeral.
You're gonna act like that around this British guy? What are you doing?
God, I love him. I still love him. I love that guy.
Sarah,
stop it! It wasn't like that.
Oh my God!
You know what? The jealousy doesn't look good on you.
Will you whisper in my ear?
Yes,
you.
The way you did in the movie, and then he was like, "I will." Oh, Will, come here, come to me. I'm like, oh, okay.
It was so gross.
Here I come.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
I would like him to whisper in my ear.
No doubt. Oh, yeah. My God. He held me to him, and he whispered
don't.
Stuff.
Don't.
Why? He's dreamy.
Oh. Yeah, he's totally dreamy. You know, I think Vinny did finally watch Love Actually. But,
I did.
But he resisted for so long. Like, how great is that movie?
It's one of the best movies ever.
Thank you.
Oh, listen. Hugh Grant was great. In Paddington. I'm not saying the guy's never done a decent movie. I'm just saying as heartthrobs go,
he is delicious. He's getting old, but he's still...
This guy...
So am I.
We're talking about...
Yeah?
I don't know how I can word this. He pays for... on city streets. That's that guy.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go with it. But... he's not alone. You know why there's so many girls out there on city streets? Because that is a very common thing. It's just that
for ugly guys, not for
or guys who want to just have a transactional interaction and move on with their life with that itch scratched. I feel like sex work is legitimate work, and we should be helping people who are at that point. Sometimes it's super sad, like. We should be helping those people, not rounding them up and yelling at them for selling their bodies. I have so many thoughts on that, but I'm just going to move on to the next thing that's on TV tonight. So many thoughts. The series premiere of something called, this is another Hallmark show, so more Christmas stuff, Mistletoe Murders. Sarah Drew from Grey's Anatomy plays a small town Christmas shop owner who's investigating murders with the help of a handsome local police detective. Sandy, it sounds like it's for you. That starts tonight. So there's a couple things on Hallmark tonight. And then on the opposite end of the totally safe for work spectrum, on the not safe for work, I'm going to guess, is Megan Thee Stallion, in her words, on Amazon. The trailer is up. It is uncensored. So be careful when you watch that today, if you do. And but it looked really good to me. It's not all twerking. It's her story, and it's interesting. There's also, for those of you with small children, the streaming premiere of Despicable Me 4 on Peacock.
I feel like, are people watching TV tonight?
I don't know.
I feel like kids are, like, it's a busy night for everyone in their neighborhoods. They're out chasing candy. You're
supposed to watch Charlie Brown.
Oh, is that on specifically tonight?
I don't know, but I'm just saying makes a good point. That's what you're supposed to watch in my book.
All right. Here's another thing I put up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. This is horror movies that align with your zodiac sign. It's kind of oh my goodness. Oh boy. You're an Aries? Are you an Aries? What are you?
I am an Aries.
Yours is Suspiria. It's a 1977 movie that ends with a coven engulfed in flames. And Aries is a fire sign.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's like one of those horoscope things. You don't know about that?
I don't really pay. I mean, I found it interesting when you read it and it tells you, oh, you're this kind of person and that kind of person. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I am. And then...
You read the next one. You're like, well, I'm kind of that person,
yeah,
too.
And they also all this person. Are interchangeable in a way.
Oh, Michael Martin's here. Happy Halloween, Michael Martin. It's your day. He doesn't. We're not at it. You can't. You can only hear other people talking out there. This Suspiria movie that is for you, this is why I think it is for you. The 2018 remake features, quote, ecstatic dance, you love that, and bald carnality. I don't think they mean like bald-headed, but they're hallmarks of the Aries spirit. Bald carnality and ecstatic dance.
Wow.
All right, what are you?
I'm a Cancer.
Oh,
very sensitive.
Yours is this. Your horror movie, the one that matches with your sign, is Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh.
Cancer is the most nostalgic sign, and its people tend to long for, quote, everything and everyone they've ever lusted for, lost, or loved. Just like the doomed, the love story that's doomed between Dracula and Mina.
Love it. What's yours?
I am a Scorpio. Let me see. Mine's Halloween. Kind of makes sense. We're in the house of Scorpio right now.
You are.
Yeah.
Your birthday's coming up.
And your daughter's birthday's tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
God, your wife's February. You have a lot of Scorpios. I have a lot of Scorpios in my life. I mean, I got Hooman. I got Mike J. I got Mike B. All these Scorpios. Scorpio rules over the eighth house of sex, death, and regeneration. And so Halloween is our movie. Get it? Perfect for the holiday. Plus, Jamie Lee Curtis is a Scorpio in real life. So I'm not going to go through all these, but they're all in this New York Post story. And I put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you give about this, that is there for you. Happy Halloween, ladies and gentlemen. Here's something kind of scary. The Menendez brothers could be free men on December 11th. It's possible that they won't be. There's a couple scenarios that could go down here, but there's a hearing date set. In this hearing that will happen on December 11th, a judge could make a decision that could set them free immediately. They show up and then they never go back to prison. So.
And they've done a bunch of years, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because in general, I feel like you still don't get to just kill the person, however bad they've been.
They've done 30 years. So even if it's manslaughter with special circumstances or however they decide that those charges go, I feel like 30 years is enough. I don't have a pony in this race, so I don't care really what happens to them. Although I would like to see justice done. Sources, TMZ is saying, the sources say the hearing date was scheduled during a meeting yesterday between Eric and Lyle Menendez's defense team. And in case you don't know, when these two were like, I want to say maybe 19 and 21 or something like that, they murdered their parents. And then started living the high life with the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, later, they were sent to jail for that. And they've been saying all along that the father was a pedophile and did terrible things to them, and that the mother did not help them. So I guess that's why she got it. So the date was scheduled this week, and there's a new judge on it. Mm-mm-mm. There are, let's see, if the judge signs off on this whole changing of the conviction from murder to manslaughter, then they would both be free men immediately. They'd have served three times the maximum for manslaughter. There are two other pathways to freedom for these guys. One of them is asking for resentencing. George Gascon, the L.A. County D.A., is asking for resentencing, requesting that the judge rescind the life sentence without the possibility of parole, instead give them 50 years to life, which under the law would make them immediately eligible for parole. However, that takes about 6 months. So that parole board has to get in there, and there's got to be decisions made. So that could take a long time. The other option is clemency, which would involve Gavin Newsom. California Governor Gavin Newsom, apparently, there's been a submission for a petition for clemency, and if Newsom commutes their sentence, they would then walk out free. So there's three different ways that they could do that. A lot of moving parts here, but it could happen. I don't know who. I don't know who's wishing for it. I don't know who's against it. Like I said, I'm not invested in this, but I do feel like they didn't allow some evidence at the time that seems like it might have been really important. And, you know, the fact that Kim K wants them out, I'm like, well, she's so smart.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that.
Ruined your argument.
And I read this next line and I thought, do they? So you tell me, okay? People often wonder if there's a crossover between horror movie fans and true crime junkies.
What?
That's how I feel about it. People often wonder if there's a crossover between horror movie fans and true crime junkies. I'm like out on a limb here, but I'm going to say no one's ever wondered that. No one cares. No one. just, I don't wonder, like, do people who like Fresco also enjoy hot dogs? Like,
yes.
I'm walking around thinking, are these groups, if we put two circles of people, is there a crossover? So, I don't know if you've ever wondered that. I guess you're about to find out. There's a movie coming out that mixes both. It's called F, Marry, Kill, and it actually does seem pretty fun. It stars Lucy Hale from Pretty Little Liars. She plays a true crime aficionado who's out on the dating scene. But while listening to her favorite murder podcast, she starts to realize that one of the three men, get it, F, Marry, Kill, that she's dating might be the swipe right killer. It's in theaters and on demand, just the way I like it, on December 6th. And I put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So you can enjoy that. And I think that's all I've got time for. All right. Happy Halloween. I'm going to turn it over to you, Febreze.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's coming up?
Your favorite sandwich and more after these.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Hi, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Just a reminder, we just talked to Stacy from San Jose. Stacy from San Jose. She won the Fall into 5K a Day, and you could be next all this week, all the time. Be listening to Odyssey. Listen to Alice at 97.3 on Odyssey. That's all you need to do. Get the download the free Odyssey app, log in, and be listening for at least an hour a day to get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. For the last 30 years, Fremont Bank Foundation has helped over 500 organizations in our Bay Area communities.
Oh,
visit
goodness.
FremontBank.com today to learn more. I'm a bear today, everyone. So, you know, sometimes you've just got to growl.
Well, you can't tell a bear what to do.
So right.
If you are going to growl in the middle, then Fremont Bank is just going to have to live with that. Ding, ding. Oh, the bear has a bell. That bear is very advanced.
Very.
So there was rain this morning at my house and on my drive-in.
Definitely.
There is also a possibility for fresh snow falling in Tahoe.
Well, that's what we want. Get that base started early.
It's time. Let's get it going.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's rain in the forecast through Saturday, on and off. Right now in the city, I see some blue sky, but I also see some clouds out there over the beach.
Yeah, it's definitely looking nicer than I thought it might. I hate when it rains on Halloween night because it's so terrible for everybody in their costumes, mm-hmm. their makeup, and then the little kids. Now they're carrying around candy floating in a bowl.
Not that you aren't seeing ads and signs everywhere you look, but we vote on Tuesday.
Mm.
The good news is then we're done for a little while with the voting. I mean, it's an honor and a pleasure.
Absolutely.
And yet it'll be nice to get past that.
Yes, it will.
Tuesday, everyone. Dodgers won the World Series last night. And tonight on Thursday Night Football, that's on Prime TV, Houston at New York Jets. The Jets have turned out, you know, they went and got Aaron Rodgers, one of the greats, and they've turned out to be a major disappointment. They're bombing.
Always do.
Badly.
I mean, the Pats beat them.
Yeah. And there it is.
And they're trying to lose all their games.
Right. So, anyway, that's tonight. You're going to be out chasing candy or...
Yeah. Well, and on my TV, I'm definitely going to play something horrible.
Oh, you know what I have? I don't know if you were planning to do this, so I'll bring it up. And then you tell me if I'm about to radnitch you.
Oh, please, radnitch away.
No, I don't want
cares.
To. I don't want to radnitch
you. It's like you act like I'm the Tinseltown Tattler or something.
You are.
I'm
remember?
Not. I don't.
Well, I'll remind you all the time. How's that?
Oh, okay.
That?
Well, we never do that on this show.
The best Halloween movies for people who hate horror movies.
Oh.
You have that?
I don't.
Okay,
please,
I'll give that to you.
I think that's great.
Do it.
I have a whole Halloween thing planned out.
So, all right. All right. Yeah. Take it easy.
It's kind of now or never.
All right. Men in Black.
Oh. Why do they think that? Because there's so many little.
Coco's
great.
Such a good movie.
It's a good one. Lots of ghosts and dead people in it, and yet they're beloved and not scary at all. And I think I actually agree with that one completely. I think that's a lovely movie for little kids to, you know, start the whole journey toward there's heaven, there's all these other things.
E.T.
Oh, because it's Halloween?
We went to replay that not that long ago. I think maybe we watched it with Isla, but we went to replay it, and these movies that were gigantic in their time,
yes,
look so small and pathetic and unbelievably
fake.
Yeah, like you just go, I didn't remember it like that at all. It's actually neat to go back and see them and see how
I haven't seen E.T. in years.
These films live in our heads, but when you rewatch, you go, oh.
All I remember is Drew Barrymore. She's like a 5-year-old in that movie. Mm-hmm. She's so great.
Getting to see a baby face Drew Barrymore is enough reason to watch E.T. is written
right
there.
Oh, my God.
Corpse Bride is on the list of movies that are not too scary.
Right.
You don't want to watch a horror movie, but you want to watch something Halloween related. Donnie Darko on the list. That's the movie that broke, what's his bucket?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Teen Wolf on the list of movies. If you're looking to watch something that's not
Michael
a
J.
horror
Fox
movie, that's Michael J. Fox. Something called The Others.
Oh.
That is starring...
Oh, is that a Nicole Kidman movie?
It is. How'd you know that?
Because that's fairly recent, actually.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer is on the list. These are all movies.
Yeah.
I found this in Esquire, online Esquire. So if you're looking for some stuff to watch that isn't too scary.
Right.
Teen Witch is on there. Muppets Haunted Mansion.
Oh.
Something called Jennifer's Body.
Oh, that's Megan Fox.
Frankenstein. Frankenweenie. The Nightmare Before Christmas. And Clue.
Those are all cute. And Clue's fairly recent, too,
that's
isn't
solid
it?
Solid list.
Yeah. That's a good
Zombieland.
List. Let's put that up.
Hocus
Zombieland
Pocus.
Is so fun. Zombieland's fun, but Zombieland is kind of scary. I think it's, you know, there's some peril and, you know, poor Bill Murray.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Well, that'll get you to go watch it.
Anyway, here's some more Halloween stuff. The average person started prepping for Halloween and thinking about costumes over 5 weeks ago. People in their 20s and 30s have been prepping almost 7 weeks. And people who say they go big on Halloween have been planning since mid-August. But I have a couple neighbors that are they've gone so all out.
Is this the biggest year yet?
It is.
Mm.
Like, really.
Are you a neighborhood where people from
drive
the surrounding
through?
Area
yeah.
come?
Mm-hmm. They drive through, yep.
Especially Christmas time, right?
Yeah, Christmas is big, too. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And I have to admit that, you know, that once they started going multimedia and the volume started to become a problem, that was not my favorite. But as far as the decorations and the spirit goes, can't be beat. According to the National Retail Federation, we'll spend $11.6 billion on Halloween this year.
Damn.
That's around $104 per person. I don't know what my bear cost because... Christina ordered the whole thing?
Yeah.
Was this $100?
There were four of them, and they could...
Oh, I see. So the whole
did
thing...
Did she buy it as a whole set?
I think...
So she got a Goldilocks thing, and
Goldilocks,
then the three bears.
I've been hearing tell of a needed wig. So there was some other addition. But I think you're right. It was a package. I bet it was $100 then.
I will say, though, they crank out these costumes and you can't believe how cheap they are.
Mm.
Like, I really feel like I think my COVID-19 bubble with the fan and all that stuff was like $29. And that I have to say, those udders, each one of them is sewn all around and is sewn at the top. Like it's there's actually a lot of sewing that went into that thing. Like somebody somewhere sewed that together. I don't want to think about it too hard.
Well, the costume companies, $3.8 billion on costumes, $3.8 billion on decorations, $3.5 billion on candy.
The candy, yeah.
And the decorations thing, too, man, that is, I was doing the story, well, I don't even know if I did it, actually, but Home Depot's making a mint on their now, their new discovery, which is holiday
decorations.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, the other day, because you had said that they have a good thing going on there with all that, I thought, because we were kind of late this year to decorate, and so John went to Home Depot, and I'm like, okay,
John!
I want to go look. Home Despot. And I turned in, and they didn't. It's all Christmas now.
They've already flipped it.
Yes, because I was looking. I'm like, oh, can I get some, you know, I wanted to find, like, orange laser lights instead of the, I have red and green ones, but I wanted some orange ones or orange and purple or something, something fun like that. And I was like, no, nothing but trees as far as the eye could see, and decorations like that.
I haven't been in there, but makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, they're right. It was 2 weeks before Christmas, not even. I'm sorry, 2 weeks before Halloween. Whatever holiday is coming up.
Anyway, so there you go. This is some good news if you're traveling for the holidays and your flight gets canceled. We've all dealt with this where whatever it is, weather related, it's a nightmare when you're you're just trying
Things
to get
happen.
You want to get on your plane, you just want to get to where you're going, you got especially if you got a connecting flight, whatever. And, oh
right.
My God, if you're going for an actual reason like an event, yikes. So the good news, if you're traveling for the holidays and your flight gets canceled, is a new law went into effect this week that requires airlines to issue actual refunds.
Oh.
If your flight gets canceled or significantly delayed, they have to refund your money if that's what you want. No more vouchers. No more, we'll give you credit for your next trip.
I love it.
I have to let my money sit in your pocket.
You might not be the best deal on my next flight.
You canceled my flight, and my money's going to sit in your pocket till the next time I get to go on a trip.
I love this new rule.
I love it.
It's great.
Uh-huh. So make sure you take advantage of that. Get your money back.
Starting today, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
National Sandwich Day is Sunday, so I'm going to ask you up front. What is your favorite sandwich? And would you say that sandwich is America's favorite sandwich?
It's definitely not America's favorite sandwich.
What is yours?
I had it last night. It's a heirloom tomato with mayo on white bread toasted. That it was salt, and that's it. Tomato sandwich. Mm. John had his with avocado and lettuce. I don't want any of that crap selling up my tomato sandwich. I just want slabs of tomato on white bread.
Isn't it too tomato-y?
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
One piece of tomato?
If you can find the right size tomato to fit the one slab on the bread, you know how big heirloom tomatoes can be, then that's fine. Otherwise, it's thin slices and I layer them. But it's got to be an heirloom tomato. It can't just be, you know, some cruddy,
some janky tomato.
They're so tasteless, some of those hothouse tomatoes and stuff that they sell you, the little slicers and stuff. I have no interest in those.
No, you're not on the list at all. You're right.
Yeah. How about a BLT as the favorite sandwich? I do love a BLT.
No.
Add-avo. Oh.
No.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly makes the list at number 7. These are America's favorite sandwiches, and at number 1.
Number 1.
Grilled cheese.
Oh, I love grilled cheese. Yeah.
Chicken sandwiches come in at number 2.
A chicken
turkey,
sandwich?
Ham.
As in, I don't understand that.
A chicken sandwich. The chicken sandwich wars. Come on.
So you're saying a fried chicken sandwich from
whatever,
like a Popeyes or a
Yeah, that counts. That includes fried
chicken
sandwiches.
I do like the spicy chicken sandwich at McDonald's.
Uh-huh. Mm. Turkey sandwich, which is usually my go-to.
Yeah, I do like
a ham sandwich.
Ham and cheese. Pickles.
Tuna comes in at number 5.
I love tuna.
Egg sandwiches on the list at number 6.
I
love
can't believe it's
sandwich.
All the way on the list. I constantly, every week, usually on Sunday, I hard boil 12 eggs so I can have an egg whenever I want it. And then we take at least 4 of those and make some egg salad. Or do you have an egg slicer? Mm-hmm. A little slicer, lay them out on a sandwich.
Well,
mustard on one side, mayo on the other.
just making scrambled eggs and putting it between toast is an egg sandwich, right?
Yes.
Peanut butter and jelly and then meatball subs out your favorite sandwiches in America. The average American eats 6 sandwiches a week.
I would say.
Wow.
They make up about 30% of the average person's diet, sandwiches.
That's funny. I guess if you have a sandwich every day for lunch and then one on the weekend, that's 6.
Almost half of people say.
That's actually a surprisingly high number, isn't it, now that I think about it?
It's high, but it is the thing when you find yourself regularly going, what the hell am I going to eat today?
Mm.
A sandwich is often the go-to.
Because you don't have to cook anything, and it's delicious. I like my bread toasted. What about you?
I'll have it either way.
Oh.
Depends. I mean,
crust okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Half of people say if they could only eat sandwiches for the rest of their life, no big deal.
Well,
it's good.
I mean, you can get so creative. You could put spaghetti in a sandwich. Like, you could really have anything.
Or lobster.
You could. Are you kidding me? A lobster roll. Is that a sandwich? I'm going yes on this in this scenario where all I can eat is sandwiches for the rest of my life.
I'm so excited.
Well, I love food. Come on.
The most critical component of a good sandwich is...
the bread.
A high-quality meat.
Oh.
Then good bread,
the
right condiments, and fresh veggies. If you get good veggies,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a burger or a sandwich, great. Most of the time, the veggies are janky. Like those
Unless
gross tomatoes. Like the, you know, you get a burger and you're like, man, you put this tomato on there. You didn't look at that at all. Or you just went.
You just pulled it off the stack and sliced
it. This is what's available. This is what he gets.
Yeah. Here is tomato.
You'd think they'd go, oh, this one's all
mangled.
Like, you know, when there's just no tomato. It's just that mush.
I know. It's so super gross. I'm with you.
Ugh.
You know, when I was a kid, my mom used to make these, I guess on Wonder Bread, because it was definitely white bread, and she'd cut off the crust, and she would make cucumber sandwiches. When you said vegetables on your sandwich, like, she would butter the bread, not toasted bread, buttered bread, and thinly sliced cucumbers on it, and salt and pepper. And those they're my favorite. And when I do a picnic, I make those. And people go, a cucumber and butter sandwich? What? I'm like, take one bite. And then poof, they disappear.
And they're sold.
They're so freaking good. A vegetable sandwich.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. PB&J on soft, 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 soft white bread.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
The best grilled cheese sandwich, Sarah, is at The Watershed. Is that a Mill Valley place?
Say the name of the thing. Yeah, Watershed is... I love their burger so much. Tell me the...
The best grilled cheese sandwich, Sarah, is at The Watershed.
Oh, I'll have to try it. I very rarely would ever deviate from the burger there. I love it so much. I haven't been to The Watershed in a while. I have to do that.
925 says, I love that after all these years, Vinny still insists on starting every top 10 at number one.
Yeah. I thought the same thing, but I was like, nah, maybe he doesn't want to go through them all.
I don't.
He's adorable. You know, there's just like certain things as people have, and it's like part of their charm. Like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nice and breezy.
Yeah, keep it breezy, Febreze.
What's coming up in the trash, la, 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 Sarah?
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.